the time is now. It's time for Black African Americans to begin to uplift and empower ourselves as a collective group of people, like everyone else is doing. We have an advantage that they don't. All other options have failed when you examine the data over the past 6 years. Dr. King gave a speech entitled "The Other America" that's posted on YouTube. Many of the problems that he spoke about remain problems in 2019. He believed that legislative laws would make a difference while acknowledging that economic self-empowerment must also be done. Dr. Claude Anderson, founder of the Harvest Institute, wrote an economic empowerment strategy in his book entitled Powernomics. It offers a strategy for Black economic empowerment and self-sufficiency, which should be required curriculum for Black African American students in grades 6 through 12 and HBCU and UNCF freshman classes. To implement Powernomics principle, I launched a startup called the Quiet Resolution. You can read the Quiet Resolutions at www.tqrinc.com. To fund TQR Inc., I launched a renewable energy startup named after my late father, Dudley Allen, Allen Hydro Energy Corporation, for a large-scale hydroelectric power plant designed inside a 70-story building, offering a solution to replace fossil fuel-burning power plants. You can find a HEX power plant at www.ahecenerg.com. That's a HEC, energy without the Y.com. I've got a U.S. patent number 8,400,007B2 entitled Hydroelectric Power System that continues to be ignored by Black and white Democrats who pretend that they are concerned about climate change while ignoring a HEX innovative solution. I also created a solution to wildfires that has been and is still being ignored by California governor while spending billions of dollars each year. They would rather let people die from wildfires than do business with a HEX Rainmaker wildfire solution. I have dedicated my life to the uplift and empowerment of Black African American people, like Dr. King, Bill Moss, Jerry Doyle, Malcolm X, and Fred Hampton did. My conscious Black manhood requires that I protect and defend Black babies, Black women, Black children, Black elderly, and against all enemies, domestic and internal, who have created or helped to maintain racist laws, policies, and programs that negatively impact Black African American people. They are the enemy of Black African American people. By their cowardly action or inaction, we are enemies. If you have a plan to have children or grandchildren, you should consider supporting TQR Inc. as a defense of institutional white racism and a secret Black self-hating organization named Sigma Pi Phi Fraternity, known as BULE. They were founded in 1904 by a secret white racist organization named Skull and Bones to be their advisors related to oppressing and subjugating Black African American people. They are groomed to be Black leaders and placed in positions of leadership to provide Black people with the illusion of inclusion or Black faces in high places. With Boulay in charge, Black progress is slowed, been oppressed and subjugated. We must demand to know who these people are and stop supporting them. To support TQR, donate any amount using our Cash App. That's $TQRINC. $TQRINC. The lives of our babies are at stake. The time is now. I wrote this because I wanted to bring attention to the need to have a serious plan to focus on the uplift and empowerment of Black African American people. Many of the things that we are facing were faced 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 60 years ago, even farther back. We must seriously focus on doing whatever we can collectively to change the social and economic conditions, the political, educational, the health conditions of our people, and not depend on anyone else. We must begin to behave like other groups and not allow the government or any racist groups or any Black self-hating groups to interfere with our progress. We must begin to focus on that which we control, that which we can control, and literally try and make a difference for our own selves. Non-economic strategies like protesting and marching and boycotting have not worked. They are simply used as pressure relief valves when Black folks get so upset about an injustice. Generally, some Black leaders will propose marching and protesting and boycotting. This is not a strategy that's used by a lot of other groups. They focus on economics. They focus on pooling their resources. And they focus on playing a long-term strategy that is about their own self-sufficiency. So when they own the stores in their neighborhood, when they own the economics, when they own the banks, when they go to their doctors, when they are making sure that their people are trained to provide these services, and they work to ensure that their resources, their monies are turned over and put in banks that they control or can easily access and who will loan them monies for their business. Economics is the foundation. Education is the way. And you have to be healthy in order to do that, spiritual as well as physical as well as mental. We are capable, and we must believe that we are capable. And to do that, it starts with the education. All of the HBCUs and UNCF schools, I suspect, are run by members of Sigma Pi Phi Boule. And they're masked, they are hidden because they may be members of other fraternities and organizations. And the reason I suspect this without proof is that on these college campuses are some of the greatest minds produced by Black people. And these students somehow are not focused toward their own empowerment. They're not focused toward building products and services. They are the ones who've gotten an opportunity to get an education. Many of us expect them to be successful and to create opportunities for the rest of Black folks. But what they are being taught and prepared for in many instances is to graduate and look for a job either in corporate America or in public service or federal government. We need them to begin to collaborate on campus with other students and other disciplines to begin to focus on creating products and services specifically geared toward the technical world where everything is going, so that they can be at the forefront of creating new manufacturing processes, new agricultural processes, new ways of addressing climate change, solving housing, and becoming billionaires by utilizing technology and then using those massive resources to try and make a difference within the Black community. We can make a difference. They can make a difference. But they need leadership on those campuses focused on harnessing their enormous potential so that they can begin to lead us out of what we're stuck at. That is in a situation by which we are projected to generate $1.2 trillion annually, and less than 2% of that remains in our community. That is not sustainable. We cannot continue to survive operating like that. If we begin to reuse or turn over just 50-60% of that money within our community, we can address many of the concerns and poverty of our community. We have tried almost everything else except that which we know worked, because within our community there is an example of the Greenwood community of Tulsa, Oklahoma, that was bombed out because they were successful. Black Wall Street was a real place, and it was a larger scale of what was happening in many of the Black communities, where we were focused on pooling our resources because we were forced to. Integration, segregation was illegal, it was wrong. Integration, not a bad strategy, but it's a failed strategy from an economic standpoint. You can't keep spending your money with others and they don't spend their money with you. There has to be some reciprocity. There has to be some sharing of that. If it's just a one way of funds being drained out of your community, that leaves your community broke and in poverty. We must do better. So I am doing what I can on this, and I ask you to support the effort or join me by doing whatever you can to identify our enemies, to put economic solutions in practice, and begin to move us forward as a people. Our babies are dependent on us as Black folks, Black men, Black women, to stand up and be called to action to try and solve some of our own problems and not wait for any president, presidential candidate, politician, or anyone. If God was going to save us, that would have happened by now. So it is up to us to get up, stand up, and move collectively, put aside our differences, collectively work toward the betterment of our people. Thank you.